Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. Thank you for joining us tonight. We are talking about Gotham, the episode called Welcome Back, Jim Gordon, that actually aired Monday night on Fox. I can't do it myself. Well, actually, I could do it by myself. And
you could, but I could, it's more fun when I'm here.
That is true. Amy McCracken of the VRO.com. What's up, Amy?
Nothing much. I enjoyed this episode.
Dude, you've been like Twittering, and then you were like texting me, and I was like, shut up. We'll talk about it. You're like, oh my God, Gotham.
I know. I'm going to go ahead and rate it 10.
Jesus Christ. Already a 10 out of 10?
10.
Okay, let me think. Do I think it's a 10? I would have said, I'm looking at my notes here. I would have said an 8. I would have given an 8.
Okay, let's recap.
So since
I gotta figure out why you're giving it an 8.
Since you're giving it a 10, tell me what was so phenomenal about it?
It showed everything that I wanted to see.
Okay.
Everything.
So we did get a little bit of everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start with Fish.
Okay.
You know how I'm on the fence with Fish. I'm like, I don't know if I like her. You know.
You've been like that since day one.
Yeah, day one.
I've been a Fish fan.
You've been a Fish fan. This episode, I loved her.
Really?
I loved her. I loved to see how powerful, you know, she could be.
Uh-huh.
Not just, oh, I have my men to take care of me.
Right.
I got to see how powerful Fish could be.
And you also get to see, I mean, Jada Pinkett Smith did a great job, I think, because you also see how powerful she can be. But then, like when Butch comes, or even in the end with Bullock, you can see a more sensitive side, more feminine side of, you know, mm-hmm. she is just a woman, you know, and feels sadness and feels, you know, she has feelings. Let's put it that way. There you go. Yeah. So I would agree with you on that. I think Jada Pinkett Smith did a great job in this episode, I believe. Now, she's going to leave. Do you think she got on a boat and she's going to be gone for a couple of episodes? What do you think?
So. I think so. I think she's going to be gone for a couple of episodes.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think that Fish will be gone out of Gotham and we're not going to see her? Or do you think we'll see still some of Fish, but kind of planning her return to Gotham? Or do you think she's gone and she's going to pop up in one episode?
I think she's gone for right now, but when she pops back up, she's coming with an army.
It was pretty crazy. I mean, dude, my mouth dropped, and you know, and I knew it too with Penguin when he was giving his mom her club in the stage, and I was like, ah. I know, you know, we had already seen that Fish had escaped with Butch, you know, he saved her,
mm-hmm.
so I was thinking, oh, this is not, I really thought this episode that Penguin's mom was gonna take a bullet.
I thought the same too, especially when she put the scarf around her neck.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, Fish is getting ready to come in and kill you. But let me tell you, I think every girl needs a Bruce.
Every girl needs a Bruce.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not Bruce.
That's kind of sick.
No, not Bruce.
That's sick. I'm going to go now. That's
not Bruce.
This is not that kind of show, Butch. Amy.
I'm talking about Butch.
Butch.
Every girl needs a Butch.
That's a little bit better.
Oh, he was just so great, and I hope they didn't kill him.
You know, well, they're gonna torture him because they're gonna want to know where she's at, and he knows. But
I hope it.
But at the end, but at the end, we see, you know, she tells Bullock, if he's alive, help him,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be, you're going against Don Falcone and Vincent and the whole crew. So it's not going to be an easy save.
Yeah.
Is Bullock going to do it?
He's going to do it.
I think
he is.
I think he really cares for Fish. It's obvious they had some kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
But Butch.
And Jim's going to help him. Jim is definitely going to help him do it too.
I mean, well, yeah, Jim's, that's his partner. Mm-hmm. So he's got his back.
And why I say that.
But hold on. You say that he's going to help Bullock, but I mean, what happens when, do you think Bullock's going to tell Jim, like, she's Fish is gone because, I helped her. Do you think he's going to be honest and tell Jim that, you know, because of him, she's gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm wondering.
They're starting to trust each other.
Well, really? Because in the beginning of the episode, when he finds the drugs under that dude's shoe, he doesn't even tell Book.
That is true.
See? So.
But I think towards the end, they were trusting each other.
I think so. I think. Maybe.
I really like them together. I think they make a really great team.
No. It's definitely good to see them back together. I'm glad that he got out of Arkham, even though he was only in Arkham in one episode that we saw on television. But I like them two together. You know, they're like peas and carrots. Peanut butter and jelly.
Definitely a filling.
Dude, that's weird.
That was a fill-in episode.
Oh, I thought you said that. Definitely a filling, like they fill you up.
Oh, God.
Dude, Mike, you're weird.
You're weird.
I don't know where you're going. First, you're saying every girl needs a guy like Bruce. You're telling them
let's talk about little Bruce Wayne.
Okay, let's talk about that. That was probably my favorite part of the episode.
With him going around looking for Cat?
No, just the scene between him and the mini Cat.
Yeah.
She dropped the bomb on him.
She broke his heart. But she's lying. She's seen who the killer was.
She did. I think she's doing it to protect him.
Yeah, and I still think the killer is, what's his name?
Who? I think it's Penguin.
You think? No, it's not Penguin.
I think it is.
It's not Penguin.
You think it's the Riddler?
The guy was bigger. No, it wasn't the Riddler. It was, Butch. I think it was Butch.
You think it was Butch?
Yeah.
I don't know, I guess. I know there's probably fans listening and they're probably like, you idiots, you're all wrong. But I don't know. We can guess. Yeah, but that whole mini Cat part, I mean, well, you know what? I mean, do you think that she was really offended that Bruce asked her to stay there? Do you think she got offended and that's why she threw it and that's what set it off? Or do you think by him inviting her to the house that she realized this kid really cares for me, I care for him, but you know what? I'm more dangerous than anything and I don't want to put him in it? Or do you think that she was more offended?
I think she's protecting him.
That's what I think, too.
Oh, probably a little bit offended.
I don't think so.
Because she does live on a street.
I don't think so.
And he lives in a mansion.
I think she knows that he really cares for her. And then that they're friends.
And he does.
He does. And I think, I definitely think that she did all that to protect him, you know. And I loved it when he's crying and Alfred comes in and, you know, and pretty much says, are you done crying or what? And he just,
Why did Alfred ask if he wanted him to get the broom
to sweep up the glass, to throw away the trash? That's why I took it as, you want me to
there was glass.
He threw the snow globe against the fireplace.
See, I didn't see that part.
You didn't see that part.
That must have been when I was twittering.
Is that when you, are you like Ella when you just fast forward the good parts?
I don't remember that part.
Okay, just making sure.
Twittering. No, I was sitting there watching.
You're sending out tweets.
I had to been tweeting then.
Maybe next time you should pause it. Because that was a vital, that was an important moment right there. He got that and he threw it and broke it.
It was a snow globe.
Yeah, but it was a snow globe that he had given her. And it was also, it was also
a snow globe bragging that, ooh, I got to go to Switzerland and you got to stay here.
You're not seeing it. You must have gotten hurt by many guys in your past. That's why you're being very harsh right now to Bruce. Even though you told all our female listeners that they should get a man like Bruce and just go for a guy.
I did not mean Bruce.
Did you mean because he was like every woman should have a young boy toy? Or are you saying every woman should find a man with money like Bruce? I'm trying to figure it out.
I meant Butch.
Okay. I'm just, okay.
But yeah, it would be nice if every man, everyone, yeah. It would be nice.
You're a gold digger. Is that what you're saying, Amy, to all the guys out there listening?
Oh, my God, no.
Fellas, if you have money, you know what, Amy? You should go on that website, sugardaddy.com.
No, thank you.
I'm serious. And you could be like, I'm looking for my Bruce Wayne. That could be your profile title. And then bam. Okay, never mind. So we talked about Butch. We talked about Bruce. It was good to see little Ivy and mini Catwoman. Let's talk about Penguin.
So I was going to say, let's talk about Penguin, and then let's talk about how Gordon goes to Penguin for help.
Yeah, well, Penguin, I'm still trying to figure out Penguin. This was the first episode where I was like, okay, Penguin, I hope you have a big master plan, because if you're about to kiss ass to Fish and screw over Falcone, and I get it. I get Penguin's working the circuit, but I didn't like seeing him grovel like that and beg for – I didn't like that.
Well, that's what he does. I mean, he knew that he couldn't take Butch and her on together.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
But he had to grovel until the bald-headed guy got there, who freaks the hell out.
I love Vincent. He's awesome with his chick assassins. Yeah, but I don't know. This was the first time that I really felt his groveling. I was like, this is not you, Penguin. Get up, get up, get up. And that's when he, you know, then he does get loud with her. But of course, I think that's when he sees Vincent and the crew behind
yeah.
him. But yeah, I didn't like that. But maybe that was all a plan. Maybe it was. I don't know. Do you think we're going to lose Penguin's mom?
No, but I think she's a little weird.
I like her mom. I love the actress that plays her.
I love the actress that plays her, but she's, I don't know, she's acting like her character in Scrooge.
So you think she's just a little baddie?
Yeah.
See how I said baddie? Gotham? Like, you like that?
Yeah, I like
that. You like that? Yeah, I don't know. I think something's going to happen to his mom. That's, I don't know. And it's really going to set him off.
If something does happen to his mother, it's going to set him off completely.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of trying to figure it out.
So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
And then we're going to bring this up because, you know, we're talking Gordon went to Penguin for help. Mm-hmm. But how did you like seeing Rat?
Rat from Sons of Anarchy. I actually tweeted out that Rat was there. For those of you that don't watch Sons of Anarchy, one of the characters is in Gotham. It was good seeing him.
Yeah, he was playing one of the crooked cops.
Yeah, Delaware.
And yeah, it was pretty cool to see him. Now, I mean, let's talk. We've been talking about the characters and stuff, but let's talk about what the whole episode was about. It was finding that dirty cop.
True that. That killed that poor witness. But you know what? It was. I didn't see it coming though. That these cops were crooked when what they were doing, they were taking down these stash houses of drugs. And they were pretty much running it themselves.
Yeah.
And rumor has it the commissioner's involved.
Yep.
Which Gordon does not like at all.
And I seen it coming last episode when that guy was standing there. And out of the blue, he's telling the Riddler, you know, leave her alone. Go away. Get out of here.
Well, that was the guy. Yeah, we call him from Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we knew that he was going to be some kind of big part. I didn't realize he was going to be part of some kind of stash housing crooked cop thing. I knew he wasn't a good cop, but I didn't see that coming. That it was a bigger picture, you know, with that. And let's talk about Miss Snatchface.
Oh, obviously you don't like her.
I officially do not like Miss Kringle. Mm-hmm. And I really think it's going to be her fault that makes Riddler just go, screw everybody. You know, I don't know. I think it's because of her that he's going to go postal and decide to go on the dark side because of her. I don't know. I definitely.
I mean, it's not just her. It's everyone.
Yeah. Everybody likes to pick on him because he's different.
Mm-hmm.
I am a fan of the Riddler. I am waiting for the Riddler to come.
I think it's getting ready to happen.
I don't know. I hope. I mean, I think the last time we talked, we weren't sure if we would see him become the Riddler this season. I don't know. But you could tell he's getting more and more pissed off. I'm telling you, Miss Kringle's is a pain in the ass. I don't know why she just doesn't go out with the guy. He's smart.
And he's good looking.
He's a good looking guy.
Yeah, you might have to answer a bunch of riddles, but...
That's the challenge.
And he's just nervous.
Yeah, that's... I don't like Kringle. I don't like her. And I'm trying to figure out if she's – have you heard? And maybe the fans out there, I don't know. Maybe I'm just – I don't know. Is she supposed to be something, somebody, Miss Kringle? They do show her.
I haven't even looked.
They do show her a lot. Yeah. So I don't know. What else? Yeah, so I'm kind of curious to see how that's going to – I did love how the Riddler was taking out his onions out of his takeout. I really have thought – when he was doing that, I was like, I so do that. I take out the onions and peas and Brussels sprouts out of my stuff. And I was like, man, if I had a little lamp with a little, I could actually see everything a lot faster and easier, just like the Riddler. So he actually gave me an idea to pick crap out of my food.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I just want to share that with everybody.
That's the best part of the Chinese food, but okay.
No, it's not. I think I'm going to tell my wife, I'm like, the next present you get me for Christmas, I want one of those big giant lights with a big magnifying glass so I can take out my crap out of my food. Okay, never mind. What else? We talked about Vincent.
Mm-hmm. I really liked watching, you know, Rat. I'm going to call him Rat. I loved watching him beg.
Yeah, that was some serious crap there.
Yeah.
And even, too, when he was getting questioned by Penguin's dude, his enforcer, actually had his foot on top of his wife, dunking her in the tub.
I know.
I was like, damn. So, yeah.
But when he was begging to Gordon, Gordon had no idea what he was talking about. So what do you think Gordon's thinking now? He's like, oh, shit. Somebody, you know, was tortured and, you know.
You know what? I think I took more from it that, you know, Gordon had said, don't hurt anybody. Don't do any of that kind of stuff. Mm. And I think Penguin's guy, by all means necessary, any means necessary, whatever's necessary, did what he had to do to get the information and all that stuff. This guy totally freaked out. And I think when Gordon, when he was pleading to Gordon, I don't know, for some reason I felt that Gordon was starting to realize that he was becoming the bad guy. Like he was, but he's not a bad guy.
Becoming the bad guy or becoming someone that people are afraid of?
Because there you go. That's what it is.
Just throwing him around.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like almost now they're respecting him, and it's like, and maybe that Gordon's not like, that's not what he wants. It's not, he definitely didn't want that.
Yeah, he didn't want the respect that way.
So I think that part of it is like, what the hell did you do, Penguin? You know, but you got your information. You know, sometimes you got to break the rule, bend the rules to get what you want. I get it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a place where Gordon's like, oh crap, like, the way that this guy's pleading is I'm like right on the edge of being these guys that I'm trying to take down.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what I took from it. And of course the episode ends like bam right there. So I don't know. I think he might be realizing that he's becoming what he's hunting. But some people say you got to become like them to hunt them and think like them. So I don't know. I think everything that Gordon's done so far is fine. I think what he had to do to Penguin, I'm kind of curious to see, because, you know, when he's like, what I owe you, and he's like, friends don't, you know, we don't, friends just do things to help each other out. So I'm like, you know, so I'm sure Gordon's like, fart knockers, you know, because he's going to have to owe him a favor now. He owes him.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I think that's what he's talking about, that you owe that favor, and now you're coming closer to the dark side. You're like a moth to the light. Like, Gordon, come back a little bit. You're getting too close to the heat. But he's got to do what he's got to do. Because that whole city is freaking, you know, corrupt. But I was glad to see that the captain stood up for him when they arrested Romeo and Juliet, cousin. And I'm glad to see Alvarez, who was pissed off that Romeo and Juliet slept with his wife, was the arresting officer and cuffing him and everything else. So I see it. But, I mean, Gordon's got a big mountain to climb, you know, with all these crooked cops and everything else. So I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. So scale 1 to 10.
10.
And I gave it an 8.
I still don't understand why you gave it 8.
I still give it an 8. It was a good episode. It just, it was a good episode. I really liked this episode.
I mean, we got little Ivy too. And
I got Ivy. I got Bruce. I got Alfred. I got Gordon. I got Bullock. I got Fish. I got, I didn't get my Dons in there. I did get my Vincent. I did get everything. It's just, I don't know. It just wasn't. My mouth didn't, I don't know, it just, I wasn't like, you know, it was just kind of, it was an action packed, I was just like riding along with the ride, and it was a good episode. Like, I got no complaints, it just didn't rock my world. And see, okay. And it rocked your world, because every woman needs a man like Bruce.
No! Oh my god, I'm gonna kill him.
So.
Yeah, see, okay, we gotta talk, Mike, we gotta talk.
Let's move right on. I got a shout out.
We gotta talk real quick.
What?
We've got to talk about your Dublin accent, your Irish accent.
Oh, you're talking about when we were having our Twitter conversation with Gotham TV Podcast.
You got called out on Twitter.
Gotham TV Podcast is a podcast, the unofficial podcast for Gotham TV show, and of course everything DC Cinematic Universe, iTunes.apple.com. I go to their Twitter, okay? That's because I can't see the little thingy here, but it's Gotham TV Podcast, and they're from Dublin, Ireland, they listened to our show. And they kind of called me out, saying that my they would help me out with my Irish accent.
Yeah, they really need to.
I'm going to get there. I just got to watch Sons of Anarchy a little bit more. Or I probably need to watch Brave, which happens to be my favorite Disney movie. And then that's when I can get it. But, man, they live in Ireland. That's one place I want to go before I die.
2016, as of right now, I will be in Dublin, Ireland in 2016.
Okay, well, you make sure you hook up with these people, and maybe you can do a little podcast with them. That would be kind of cool.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, I one day before I die, I swear to God, I want to go to Ireland, because they have the Loch Ness Monster over there.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on before
Gotham. Okay, hold on. I'm sending a shout out to Gotham TV Podcast on Twitter. Is Nessie real? Have you seen her? I believe she is. You know Loch Ness Monster exists.
Okay.
I also got to send a shout out to Gotham Addicts on Twitter. There are people for Gotham, and they also have a group called Gotham Addicts. It's like over 2,000 strong. And I'm looking at their Facebook page because they got some stuff here. This person named Ariel, I think it's Ariel, I believe. I hope it's Ariel. No, it's a guy. So maybe it is Ariel. Ariel Fernandez. Dude, if I'm butchering your name, I apologize. He put 5 hours ago, I officially think Kat is a little bitch.
I can agree with that.
And some people were saying the way that she kind of, but then Trisha Walter says here, she was tender until Bruce wanted her to stay and help. Remember what happened the last time they tried to do that? She's no idiot. She likes Bruce. However, they were hunted last time. Separation is a wise thing to do for them. Hunting him, pushing him away, and was protection for them both. I agree. But she just really slammed his heart down, like really crushed him. Let's see here. Tom says, really? Fish and dude? I love the show, but that's just stupid. IMO. So, and then Trisha comes on and says, you mean Harvey? They've been hinting they've had a relationship since the first episode. And then someone put, it was eventually going to happen. And then Tom said, yeah, but it's stupid. Harvey and Fish, Gordon and Penguin, and they hate each other. Sorry, that's just corny. IMO. I don't know. What's IMO? I don't get it.
In my opinion?
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Sorry, Tom. I don't know that little verbiage there, right there. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think Fish and Harvey, it was stupid to see them kind of?
No, I don't think it's stupid.
I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, because they had been hinting. They had been hinting that they had some kind of, and it was cool that she could count on him. And you both saw a tender side of them, you know?
And I have to tell you, before you embarrass yourself, I made sure you didn't tweet that out yet. It's Scotland.
Is Scotland, is that where the Nessie is?
Yeah.
How far is Scotland from Ireland? Aren't they like right next to each other?
Almost.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's, don't they play bagpipes on both places, Scotland and Ireland?
Oh my God, I'm going to hit him. Look, I don't talk about your Mexico.
Whoa.
And your Texas.
Whoa. I love how you're saying, I don't talk about your Mexico. That's how you
treat me.
That's racial. Now we just lost all our Mexican listeners because of you.
And we've lost all of our Irish listeners because of you.
No,
because
I'm trying to get educated by Ireland. You're making fun of us Mexicans. First you say, Jesus sells oranges on the freeway and tangerines.
But he does. That's the truth.
Oh, man. Man.
He even told us that.
I feel the racism all over on me.
Love you guys.
Let's see here. Lisa put on here, hide your kids, the doll maker on Gotham. Apparently, Colm Forey to play the doll maker on Gotham. I like this guy. He's going to be you've seen him in movies. He plays a good bad guy. So, but yeah, if you check out
Colin who?
His name is, let me scroll down. His name is Colm Forey or Farrow, Feore. Google him. You'll recognize him. And that's Colm, Colm. Feore. I'm probably messing up his name, like I do all names, but yeah. So I think that's it. I think if you want to check out Gotham Addicts page, because all the fans be writing stuff during the show, after show, before the show, all that good stuff. So you can leave comments, and just if you're a fan of Gotham, you should check it out. Gotham Addicts on Twitter and Gotham Addicts on Facebook. And then, of course, I got to send a big shout out to all the peeps that have been retweeting, sharing, all that good stuff. I didn't write anybody down, so I apologize. And I do remember Gotham TV Podcast from Ireland, Dublin, because they were telling me that they were going to help me with my accent. So I'm going to practice, and hopefully by next week I'll be able to say a couple of words, and they'll approve.
Yes.
I'm not trying to get your approval. You're not even.
I know you don't need my approval.
You live in the wilderness of North Carolina or Virginia or wherever you're from.
I live in the foothills of North Carolina.
You drink moonshine. You hunt deer. You have no running water. You poop in an outhouse.
We do that, and I'm gonna Twitter. Okay.
Do you really have an outhouse?
Listen, I'm going to Instagram a photo. I'm gonna Instagram a photo right now. It is, oh, I'm not going to tell you what it is. You just have to go over to the VRO's Instagram. And
Variety Radio Online on Instagram.
Yeah, Variety Radio Online on Instagram, and you guys are going to love this photo. I'm not even going to explain what it is on air yet.
Okay. So we'll send people to Variety Radio Online on Instagram. They'll see the photo you're going to post, and then we can talk about it next week.
Yeah, just like it. Just if you like it, then
just
yeah,
like it.
Talk about it. Just like it. Just like it.
is it something racist towards Mexicans again?
No.
Okay, just making sure, because sometimes you get a little crazy.
I do. And you know what? Hopefully everybody knows you're joking.
I don't know. I remember that one time you sent me the Halloween picture to me and Jesus, and we were like, what are you going to be following? You're like a KK member. I was like, what?
Oh, my God.
I was like, hello, Jesus is part black. You're about to offend him.
Okay, if anybody follows my Instagram, you will see my family.
Is white.
No, okay, Ashton and Bentley are Asian. No, I'm sorry.
See, you don't even know. See? We're going to go now. Amy, tell everybody how they can find your racist social media at.
It's Amy VRO, and on Instagram, it is Amy McCracken. And you can see all my lovely little nephews.
There you go. That are multicultural.
Yes, we are. We are a multicultural family.
None of them are from Ireland, Dublin.
No, they just have the Irish, Scottish last name.
And they like to drink. Because like your little nephew's like 7, he's already drinking beer, right? Didn't you tell me that? At these barbecues you have?
Yeah, okay, Mike.
I just picture like when y'all go have y'all's little reunions that it's like Honey Boo Boo. Like everybody's eating like burgers and hot dogs and moonshine.
How about you run over to your Instagram real quick?
I'm going to do it after the show.
No, do it while we're on air so everybody can get your reaction.
Okay, I'm going to go to it right now. I'm going to go on my Instagram, which happens to be Mike the Movie Guy.
Mike the Movie Guy.
And I'm going to go to Variety Radio Online. Variety Radio. There it is. And is that the first picture?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is this?
We were in Wilmington.
Are y'all really sitting on toilets?
They're sitting on porta potties. It was the slave house.
Dude, you're really not pleading. You're not really making your case any better.
Listen to me. This is history. You like history stuff, right?
It's
the Bella Ann Mansion, and this was the porta potties. So everybody
y'all all have
to
your
the bathroom.
Gina has her pants down.
And our host Gina has her pants down, and our host Josh has his pants down, and it looks like Autumn from Icon is straining.
Dude, this is I'm afraid to. You're not making your case any better. Y'all are in a slave house taking a poop.
Well, you asked if we had outhouses. So outhouses.
It's obvious. It's obvious that you do. You do. And then I see your next picture, Vaughn Wilson, One Tree Hill, Fergie. I'm not going to get into this because this
is the house. Okay, I posted.
I'm done.
The house.
I got to go now because your stuff's crazy, and we just lost all our listeners. We only have people from Ireland, our friends. That's it. Everybody's hung up.
Yep, they're done with us. It's Mike's fault.
No, it's not.
He treats me like crap.
No, it's not. I speak the truth. Hashtag truth. If you want to check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. And if you want to check my Instagram and Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy. My YouTube channel is iwatchmike. And, of course, don't forget blogtalkradio.com/VarietyRadioOnline. All our podcasts are there. Plus, our other hosts, they do a bunch of podcasts as well. So you can just kind of go through there and find your shows. The RSS feed is there. If you want to subscribe to iTunes, it's there. If you go to the VRO.com, you can actually search different shows. And you can see everything and listen to different shows and all that good stuff. So the best way to do is subscribe. That way you don't miss a podcast that comes to your device. I think that's it. Everybody have a great week. We will be back next week to talk more Gotham. This show has gotten crazy.
I gave it a 10. This episode was a 10. Mike gave it an 8.
I gave it an 8. You gave it a 10. I thought it was great. It just didn't rock my world.
It rocked my world.
It rocked your world.
It rocked it.
Because you want a man like Bruce.
Oh, my God.
Gotham is on a knife edge. But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
Ha 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 ha!